some good news out of Australian politics very, very recently, with Health Minister Greg Hunt announcing the government will slash the cost of medications, a lot of medications, the likes of eczema, breast cancer, Parkinson, mental illness, a whole swag of them. And this is some good news. To talk with us about it today is the President of the Australian Medical Association. Good morning, Dr. Michael Gannon. What effect do you think across the board this is this going to have for Australians that rely on medication going forward?
Well, very simply, this is making prescription medication a lot more affordable. It means that medications that might have cost sometimes hundreds of dollars, sometimes literally thousands of dollars, and been out of reach of people, are now available on the PBS at a cost of around $38 per prescription, or for those on healthcare cards, maybe as little as $7.
Look, this is, if nothing else, Michael, a good news story. It kind of begs the obvious question. This is going to make a lot more people that have not been able to have access to the healthcare they need, they can now just get it from April 1.
It is a good news story, and it's an impressive list of medications. One of the things which is a source of great frustration for doctors is when patients don't fill their prescriptions or they're not compliant with medications for a number of reasons. But for many Australians on fixed incomes, it's because they literally can't afford to do it. And the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme, the PBS, is one of the key planks of our Medicare system.
Look, it certainly is, and this is going to make a huge difference for people. What are some of the big ones, the big ticket items that are going to become very affordable in the next couple of weeks, well, next couple of days?
Well, there's a whole list of medications. Some of them are as simple as statins, so anti-cholesterol medication, very important for people who already have heart disease or who are at risk of heart attack and stroke, all the way through to high-end medications that literally sometimes cost thousands of dollars per treatment. One of the things that that politicians like doing is to announce the development of new high technology drugs, immunotherapies, new cancer drugs, a fabulous new drug for cystic fibrosis announced in recent weeks. But it's all very expensive, so how we exactly find a way to fund these treatments is an important thing for the government to think of as we come up to budget time.
Well, it is, and it's very easy to stand in front of a cardboard backdrop and make the announcement that something's coming out, but then if it's unaffordable, it's still out of reach. You did mention the treatments for cystic fibrosis. What's happening in that space, Michael?
Well, it's not that long ago that the mean survival for someone born with cystic fibrosis might have been literally into their late 20s, and now with the appropriate drug therapy, appropriate early treatment of infectious exacerbations of the disease, with physiotherapy, the life expectancy for people born with cystic fibrosis is now well into the 40s and 50s for some people. So we've seen that change for many of us in our lifetime. A fabulous advance for people with the genetic condition that's more common than any other one affecting Caucasians around the world.
And we've just got two good news stories in one day. So how about that?
Yeah. Well, look, this is good news. It's so important that the prescriptions that keep people healthy, keep them active, keep them as productive members of society, keep them out of hospital, are affordable.
And obviously for patients moving forward, if they've got some concerns or questions about how their medication may be priced and moving forward, have a chat to their GP and get all the latest up-to-date information.
Yeah, absolutely. And it might be appropriate for some people to move to one or more of these medications that has been PBS listed. They are usually the most effective drugs. There is a at-arm's-length process by which doctors, other scientists look at the evidence from Australia and overseas before deciding which drugs are listed. That body's called the PVAC. Here we have it's a good news story about the Australian health system, and an evidence-based system at arm's length from government, which determines which medications are going to be substantially subsidised by other taxpayers.
Michael, as you said, it is a great news story for today. If you've got your health, you've got pretty much everything. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
That's a pleasure.